DOJ sues New Jersey over mask ban for law enforcement. The Department of Justice is suing New Jersey over a law that bars local, state, and federal law enforcement officers from wearing masks and requires them to show identification before making arrests. Filed on April 29 in Newark federal court, the lawsuit requests an injunction to block New Jersey's Law Enforcement Officer Protection Act, which applies to all law enforcement officers, including federal immigration and customs enforcement agents. The Justice Department argues the law is unconstitutional, calling it an illegal attempt to regulate the federal government and saying it would compromise the safety of federal officers. Threatening federal agents with prosecution for concealing their identities during detentions chills the enforcement of federal law and compromises sensitive law enforcement operations, the agency said. The Department of Justice will steadfastly protect the privacy and safety of law enforcement from unconstitutional state laws like New Jersey's, Assistant Attorney General Brett Shumate of the Justice Department Civil Division said in a press release. In February, a federal judge preliminarily blocked a similar law in California that barred federal agents from concealing their faces while working. When the Justice Department launched that lawsuit against California in November 2025, it similarly accused the state of threatening federal agents' safety, claiming they face increased harassment, doxing, and violence amid the Trump administration's surge in immigration enforcement operations in multiple states. The lawsuit accused the state of forcing federal officers to either put themselves at risk by unmasking and providing individual identification, at the cost of officer safety, the safety of their families, and operational effectiveness, or face legal consequences. The public interest favors maintaining our system of federalism and the constitutional lines drawn between federal and state power and enabling the federal government to carry out its functions as mandated by the Constitution and Congress, the lawsuit stated. New Jersey Attorney General Jennifer Davenport said in a statement that the state law in question benefits both law enforcement and the public by limiting the use of masking while including careful exceptions to protect law enforcement safety and operational needs. To this day, the federal government still cannot explain when its officials need to mask or forego identification in violation of this law, or why they actually need to do so, particularly given the serious safety concerns inherent in anonymized policing, she said. New Jersey responded thoughtfully and carefully to these profound public safety concerns, and we look forward to responding in court. The federal government's contrary approach will only undermine public trust and accountability, and make it easier for criminals to impersonate our officers. When the Department of Homeland Security temporarily deployed ICE agents to more than a dozen U.S. airports in late March, the officers were seen with masks, breaking a long-standing Trump administration policy.